Welcome to the Victor Collins Asabre podcast. We pray the Holy Spirit will speak to you and stir you up as you listen to this anointed, transformative, and down-to-earth teaching by Bishop Collins. Discover how God can change your life and ministry forever. Enjoy the message.
Hallelujah. All right, let's pray. Every eye closed. Thank you, Lord. Pray for yourself that you will hear from God today. Speak, somebody, pray. Say, Lord, I want to hear your voice today. Pray. God, I want to hear your voice. 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 Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, thank you for this morning. Speak to us in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Therefore, you're welcome to church. Amen. And we're talking about if you love the Lord. How many think you love the Lord? You think? Beautiful. If you love the Lord. If you love the Lord. What does it mean? I'm sure we all say we love the Lord, isn't it? Yeah. But then, if you love, there are things you do. Is there a song? I think Prophet has a song like that, isn't it? If you love me, what? Yeah, these people, they know their song. If you love me, you take care of me. You smile at me. What else? If you love me, you show me that you care. Your Phoebe says she goes in. Calvin know them there. She know, if you love me,
you will smile at me.
You smile at me.
You like my friend.
You like my friend.
Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
You show me that you care.
You show me that you care. All right, so this is a message, and please understand, many of you have not gotten better over the years because you don't take the preaching for anything. So you are in a cycle of your things all the time. It's because you don't take the message and do something with it. You are a hearer alone, deceiving yourself. You are quiet now. I think I should go that side. I should probably stay on that side since you are quiet. You only do well and become something if you take the words coming from the pulpit serious. Die, die. Are you there? Yeah, die, die is up. Yeah, man. If you bring it up, Me Too movement, what about me? So if you love the Lord, So what about me? Is that what you tell God? It's out of place. It is out of place. So, if you love the Lord, then, if you cherish the bishop, you value where he has placed you, then,
tell you, Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6 says it. If you don't read your Bible, I'm sorry for you. But I read my Bible, I know what the Bible says. The Bible says that without faith, without believing that there's a God, it is impossible to please Him. He that comes to God must believe that He is. You can't come and think that God is not around. If you came here for the first time, you must believe that God exists. And that He exists. And the Bible says, and that He is a rewarder. God is a rewarder. But He just doesn't just reward any and anybody. He rewards those who diligently seek Him. So God does not reward just any attitude or any behavior. You will not even reward things like that. Then you come around aloof, nonchalant. You just there. And you think. That is why many people leave the church, or those who leave the church, they try to portray that they are being blessed. When they were here, they were not diligently seeking the Lord. And so God did not reward them. If you love the Lord, then there are things you do. Welcome to Good Shepherd Church. You see, I heard a man of God preach. It was amazing. I don't know even how I jumped on that message. The title of the message is "The Quote My Father Gave Me." And he spoke about how you can't change people by how they operate. So just in case you are thinking that, oh, Bishop could have done it. That's the quote my father gave me. God has anointed me the way I am, not the way you expect me to be. And He found me, good enough to put some oil on my life. So what is your idea? What is your opinion about? The man of God was talking about how you are given a ministry and people want to change it. And people want to say, oh, you can't do that. You can't say this. You can't talk about the government. You can't do this. You can't do that. But that is the quote that his father has given him. And people become jealous of the quote. That's why they sold Joseph. So, if you love the Lord, if you love God, there are some things you will do. There's a way you will behave. If you respect me, there are some things you will never do. If you love me, there are things you will do. If you love the Lord, Sunday coming to church will never be an excuse. For example, anybody who gives you an excuse for a Sunday service, it means the person doesn't love God. So last week we started, and then I said that if you love the Lord, it's one of the most important things you're doing with your life. I hope everybody's listening carefully. You see, I had the opportunity to do national service in my hometown, in my village. You know, some of you don't know the village you come from. I find it very interesting when many of you, when they say your place of birth, you say Georgetown Hospital. Many of your place of birth, even on your birth certificate, is Georgetown Hospital. Place of birth is either Georgetown, not hospital. Yeah. It's not a hospital. My place of birth is my hometown, not a hospital in my hometown. So sometimes when people grab you, I say, where were you born? They don't know. Or where do you come from? Which part of Guyana? Some of you don't know where you come from. Yeah, no, you should know your roots.
Trots. So, if you love the Lord, now, so I had an opportunity to, I was going to say something by saying that. I said I had an opportunity to do national service in my hometown. Then, the chief, the Tushao of my village, or the Igwe, right, for those who watch African Mode, he was a politician, he was a minister in government. And so, he would come to the village like every 2 weeks or once a month. One day, I had an experience. The experience is that when the chief comes to town and he... Justin, are you there? When the chief comes to town and he sets eye on a lady, all he does is that he sends a messenger from the palace and says, go and get me that lady. Mrs. Babalu. That it doesn't matter who the lady is, the lady cannot say no. I was surprised to hear that. So he comes around, sees, what? Like David saw Bathsheba bathing. Even though she was married, when the king said she should come, she didn't care. How can the king call a married woman? There was nothing like that. You see, so that's what I'm saying, that many have come to church over the years. You have not applied the biblical knowledge to your life. You won't tell me no if you know, if you apply the biblical knowledge to your life. You won't tell me no. Never tell me no. I hardly have people in my life who tell me no. No? You must be my boss to tell me no. There's somebody who's underneath me. Especially if I'm not asking something that is against the run of events. And it was a routine. Ask the lady, you go. And when you go inside, you see, there's nothing like rape. Even if it's not consensual, there's nothing like rape. The king says. Ill, yes. And it's so embedded in the culture in terms of the respect for the person that Do you think Bathsheba didn't know she was married?
She knew.
But the king had intimacy. He had something to do with her.
Yes. It's not adultery.
No, the king says. So, if you love the Lord, you don't say no. No to God. No to Jesus. Jesus saved you. Whatever Jesus says, you say yes. So if you love the Lord, you are doing the most important thing. Don't let, even that stupid boy you love, you think it's very important loving the boy. That stupid girl you have in your life, you think it's an important thing that you are doing. How much more the Lord? If you love the Lord, then you are doing one of the most important things in your life. Leroy. Jeremiah. It doesn't matter how old you are. Okay, how old are you? 13? If you love the Lord and you are coming to church and you want to do your best, you are not doing something bad though. You are doing one of the most important things ever in your life. To the extent that if daddy has traveled or mommy is not there, you say, man, I catch him, boss. I done with this bluebird story. I'm going to church for myself. Because you love the Lord. It's one of the most important things you do. Now, this morning, very, very quickly, if you love the Lord, you will obey him. if you love the Lord, you will obey him. Anybody you love, you obey. It's not being stupid. Yeah, there's too much corruption in your head. That when to obey, you rather fight it. Thinking that you are stupid. Yeah. But obedience comes out of love. And so even though we are talking about the Lord, you can also use it in your different areas. That love means obedience. Obedience means love. If you love, you will obey. You won't fight. You will not fight. You will not fight. Now, I don't know if how many of you women have read a book, Jezebel, A Woman Out of Order. Hey, you should, when female books come, you should read them all. The Beauty, the Beast, and the Pastor, Daughter, You Can Make It. You should read it as a woman. It will really put you in check. Because you would not know when you are out of order. Yeah. Jezebel, A Woman Out of Order. You can go to media for it. If you're a member, I'm sure they will give it to you for free. You can send it to them. Okay, Reverend Calvin can send it to you. Yeah. A woman out of order is a woman who you can't control. Yeah. Who say no, who's not say sorry, who not say all that. That's a woman out of control. Wild woman. And if you love the Lord, you don't do those things. No, that's why you should read a book, because you think that I am saying something. Maybe to you personally or something. But if you read it, you know how a woman should behave. You will always be fighting with us when we preach and all of that. But it's because you don't know. Because you don't read. You are out of order. Yeah, Jezebel, A Woman Out of Order. It's a book that every woman should get. Every woman here, every Coco, CBR, all of you, everybody, get a woman out of order. Yeah, get one at home on your in the toilet and in the living room. In the kitchen, a woman out. If you're a woman, you should read books about women. It's very important. Not the ones that make women feel nice, oh. It's evil. The ones that make women feel nice is evil. Yeah. The one that makes you stay in line as a woman. As God created you. That's the good book. Not the one that makes you feel like you are better or bigger. You are equal. When he says, I can see. Yeah, that's a different spirit. It's not a female spirit. It's a haughty spirit. Nayela, are you here? Are you writing notes? Okay. So, I mention it because the out of order is not love. In order is obedience, and that's where love is coming from. When you obey, in fact, God said to some King Saul that to obey is better than what you give. Just like many women don't want money and this, they just want attention and love.
Plenty attention. Okay, all right.
So you can get a man who provides, does that, and the woman is not satisfied with that because they look for something else. I'm saying that to obey means you love the Lord. If you love the Lord, you will obey him. You see, in the beginning, when people ask me, how did you get to Guyana? Did the Lord send you? No. If I love God, I just listen. You see, don't make it too spooky. Too mysterious. If you love, you will obey. Yes,
Obey means you will do what you are being asked to do. Tasha, if you love them, you obey. Yeah, not, it's not honor, man, I cook for you, that's rubbish. If you love him, you will obey. Cooking, what do you mean by cooking? Sex, what do you mean by that? If you love, you listen to what he's saying and say, okay, I understand, good. Not that, oh, me too, I have an opinion too. It's not obedience. And it is, you see, you can't tell God, God, you are shutting me down. You don't want me to say anything. Lord, you want to send me to Guyana, but you didn't give me the chance to express my sentiments and how I'm afraid. And I should just keep quiet and go, really? All right. I won't say nothing anymore. That's not what it is. Out of love, there is no issue. There's no issue because of love. If you love the Lord, you will obey.
My message is one point. 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2. No, a lot of Guyanese women are out of order. A lot of Guyanese women are out of order. Yeah, yeah, no, you've grown up in a very bad environment. You are out of order.
Sister Linda, it's true. Many of you are growing up and have grown up in a very disrespectful, I am better than the man can't tell me nothing type of environment. I won't make an exception. And there's no Bible in your behavior. And so, when I speak about it, or you come to church and hear something, you can't receive it. Because it's strange to you. And it's not culture, it's Bible. It's not that I'm from Africa, no. It's Bible. Bible. The woman has her place in God's creation. God created the woman to have her place. So you have to understand, it's the first step out of issues. A woman in Guyana is to start with out of place, out of order. I'm sure Olinda gives Richard rudeness. Yes, everyone, every one of them.
All of us, yeah. All the women.
And it's not something that you say, oh, I didn't know from today, I've stopped. No. It's like by default, it's ongoing. I can pray, I can read, I can holler, I can cry, I can be touched and fall down. And I get back up and I'll give rudeness. Yeah, or the church, 20 years of coming to church, give you yellow dress, oil, give you cross, preaching, mobilizing, bringing people. When you fall down, it's like, when you get back up, you're rude. Yeah. There's no laying on of hands that can change your rudeness. Yeah, it's like it is attached to you.
It's like a doctrine.
It's embedded. It's like in your bone marrow.
It's like a doctrine.
It's like a doctrine. And you see, the men are not free to talk about it. Because your mouth is hot.
Very hot.
Very hot.
Only you can say it, Bishop.
Only I can say it. You can say it. It's only I can say it. Look. It's a serious thing. Now, you think they are joking? We are very serious. You can never be greater than the man of God who you have, who has chosen you. Never. No, there has to be order. Ote.
Oh, Ote.
See, the guy who will love and marry you, he'll be deceived after the marriage, after the wedding.
by the slimness. Hey, you will show your bow. Oh, say something now. Is it even Ote doesn't want to mind me? It's true. The man will walk behind her, all the things, that, and then finally ring. Challenge, problem solved. And you see it. Thank you, everybody. God bless you. You are nice people. Except that you're rude, that's all. Yeah, no, you gotta. You see, when you come to church, you should know that God is here. And it should affect your attitude. This is not school. This is not your workplace. This is church. I mean, that's how I am. I try to make people become conscious of God. It's very important because you walk around, people don't fear God. Auntie, sister, what I'm saying, is it true?
Yeah.
People don't fear God. Timika, it's truth. No, it's not truth. It's not truth I attack. Yeah, people don't fear God. So when you come here, I have to get your mind on God. Oh, you don't understand what I'm saying. I see some nice people here. When you come to church, the pastor must put your mind on God. Teachers, or trained teachers, or trainee teachers, you must fear God to even teach people. I can preach a whole sermon on teaching, which I'm not here for. But I'm preaching that if you love the Lord, you obey Him. Because let's say you come to CPC and then you hear God's voice that leave teaching and go and be a pastor. Will you listen? He said, man, God, you know, I got to put one things in place. If you love the Lord, my little children, can you give me the New Living Translation? My little, but those, verse 5. But those who obey God's word truly show how completely they like Him. They want Him. They show how completely they love Him. Who are those who love the Lord? Those who obey God's words truly. So, you can easily walk out of here and not decide to practice anything I said today. You come back next week the same way. 6 months. But as I'm preaching, you'll be writing saying, oh, okay. As a woman, I should. Oh, the woman out of order, after church, I'll see media, I'll see one of the pastors. You must have things that you are writing to go and pay attention to. That's how the Lord speaks to you. If you are not taking any notes to go and say, well, you know what, as I go, I am going to do this. God didn't speak to you. You should come to church. Maybe you should stay after church and cry. Or go to the altar. Those who obey God's word truly show how completely they love Him. Obedience is love. And love is obedience. I obeyed God to stop my life in Europe to come to Guyana. It wasn't because Guyana is a nice place. It wasn't because there's oil. When I came, there was no oil. That's what it was. Flood. 2005 was flood. One of the worst floods in Guyana. And to leave a prosperous place. Like how we have some teachers in training from Region 9 and those places. This is Karen. He's our pastor in Lethem. He's here because of CPC. And I'm sure he brought a few of his colleagues and all of that. You see, CPC can move you from Lethem to Georgetown. But God can move you from Georgetown to Lethem. Yeah, he said because the Ministry of Education has ordered him to come. You gotta go. But when God orders you, but when God says that, you know what, I want you to be a preacher, I want you to be a minister, leave teaching and go and start a church. You say, what? Me mind is telling me stop this teaching, and me mind is telling me something is telling me I get this feeling that we'll change it into some supernatural, mysterious something. If you love the Lord, you obey him. If you love the Lord, write these things down. You keep the word of God in your heart, and then you will obey it. You keep it in your heart, and you obey it. If you love the Lord, you keep the word of God in your heart, and then you will obey it. Yeah. It's not true that when you love somebody and the person tells you something, you keep it and then you do what he says you should do. Right here, I should stay right here. I think that's what love is. So, Akim, I love you. You know, I love you. I really want you to move out and come and live with me. That is the word that you receive. And you keep it in your heart. Then you move out. And you come and live by me. Is that not what love is? You keep the word in your heart. And then you obey it. So leave your parents. Come and be with me. Leave your country. Come and be with me. Don't go anywhere. Come. That's the words that I've spoken out of love, you receive it, and then you keep it in your heart to obey it. That in this house, I don't like crab. That's what you keep in your heart. And that's what you do. When you see crab in the market, you say, me man don't want them thing. Mistress, come. Crab is nice, you know, crab curry. It's a sweetie. I know about crab curry, but the basma. I don't want no crab. It's not now that you're buying crab. Then you cook it. Cook it. Then you take it, you put it in the freezer. Cover it. Yeah. Because you know, Basman, don't go by the freezer side there. No, if you love the Lord, you keep his word in your heart, and that is what you will obey. If you meet somebody, even, you may not love the person, but the person has a way or he's in a capacity to help you, then he gives you his number and say, you know what, if you need anything, call me. If you need anything, call me. and you know the guy has it, and you know that he's free-handed. Just like some of you in this church, you go to people, when I say 10,000, they come and give 10,000, then you go to them and ask them for money. Because you know there's give, not for offering. That's why some people don't give offering when I ask. They come because when they expose themselves, then you take them as banks or microfinancing companies. You spoil the things we do in the church, because I also want to say 20,000 and I want somebody to believe and get up and come and give. It stays in the church. It doesn't go. It has nothing to do with your personal analysis and your approaches. It's unethical. So when you see somebody get up and come and give $100 or 20,000, it doesn't mean that you should have the person in your mind as a rich person. And therefore, when you need money, he's one of your targets. When somebody is rich and you know they are free-handed, and then they give you an answer, you know what? If you need anything, call me. I'm telling you, you keep that word in your heart. Oh, Jesus. It will never leave you. It will never forget. The word will never, you will never forget it. You store them, you believe it. And then when you need something, you say, ah! This man said that he would help me. You call. And you say, okay, no problem. Come to the office. You go to the office, you collect the money, and you go, next time, if you have to, you will call. You take the word, you receive the word, and you obey it. If you love the Lord, you keep his commandments, which are not difficult. This is where husbands and wives come in. You see, when you decide to be a wife, Mr. Marcy, when you decide to be a wife, you have decided to fully comply with every conditions of the relationship. So when a woman starts complaining, you realize that she doesn't understand what she has signed to. Is Michelle here? She should be sitting at the back there. Okay. I hope she's listening to what I'm saying. The wives are around. This is a very, very important point, and I may close with this one here. I should take my time. You just came. All right. The page is fresh.
Only have 3 points.
Oh, only 3 points. All right. Rudy, are you there? I can't feel you at all. You are too quiet. Your wife is looking for you. When you see, let's read the scripture. So that you see that the point, I cooked it up. I didn't cook the point up. It's scripture. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 3. If you love the Lord, you obey him. You keep his word, and then you obey. Loving God means keeping his commandments. And his commandments are not burdensome. Joshua, Harry's instructions and commandments are not unreasonable if you love him. But you know what wives do? Why you got to tell me though? What story is this? You think I'm stupid? You think it's what? Okay, but you too.
Wives come over most of the time like their husband's instructions and issues and things are too difficult to follow.
I'm preaching.
I hope you are learning from what I'm preaching on, because your relationship will never get better if you don't pick up what God tells you from the pulpit and you practice them. Because Christian marriage is not different from worldly marriage. There's problem every week. There's disrespect. There's dishonor. There's nothing like, okay, this my husband. He's a Christian. And I'm a Christian wife. And there's a line between Christian wives and unbelieving Christians. I won't take matters too high. You become an unbeliever. You become somebody who doesn't have a Bible or any authority in your life. You are reckless. It's a car that is driving without brakes. You are out of order.
Achilles' face has changed. Calvin, I'm not preaching again. My friend Akila looks like, I don't want to preach again. I want to stop preaching. She has a headache. Oh, it's not what I'm saying. She has a headache. Okay. Give me King James. You can give us version after version so we see.
It is not grievous. What I'm saying is not true wives. Other wives. It's like when you marry after the honeymoon, then it's like now you realize that the man's things are too demanding. You are a deceiver. You are deceiving us. Because what you showed us, it made us think that whatever I tell you, you will do. Now, what I say is that, hey, bye. Hey, bye. Hey, bye. Hey. Rest yourself, bye. You saw me, Father. Hey, bye. And the man is wondering, hey, what is this? I'm surprised. Do you see that when a man comes to church, he's quiet? He's sitting at the back. Because the things that he's seeing in the house is a completely different picture.
It's a beast. It's a beast, Bishop.
It's a beast. Night and day. It's true. If you love God, then what God tells you to do is not a difficult thing to do. Bring a bus, bring people to church, talk to people about God, pray, read the Bible, give. Which one of this is difficult? What is grievous? What is really difficult about God's commandments? But when there's love, I'm telling you. I remember many years ago, a young Indian couple committed suicide on a seawall. A few years ago. I was just wondering who took the carbon tablet first. Who I'm sure is the guy who was able to convince the girl to take her to the seawall and say, let us drink. That commandment wasn't difficult. Unto death. It was in the news. The two of them were right there by the beach, seaside. Dead. Behind my road, they were dead. It must have been the boy who convinced the girl, actually, let's do it together. And it's not God, though. But the girl said, no problem. I was there when they were talking. Can you imagine? I mean, Epson, I know that if Mike says, let's drink carbon tablets together, you will never drink it. I know you never drink it.
I would even ask her.
You know if you ask her. You say, Mike said, you know, Epson, I'll drink a carbon tablet, but you drink vitamin C, okay? Because I know you will not drink it. But that is how marriage has become now. That is how Christians have become now. Yeah, our service to God now is, I can't do this. I can't do that. I can't do this. You can't look at what God has given to us. If this was your personal house, we do not come here. We do not be here all the time. David said it clearly, and we all read it. He said that, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. He said that a day in your courts is better than a thousand out there. It is always, I was glad when he said unto me, you, there's something wrong with how your heart is. When one person said, I was glad when he invited me to church. You are saying a day. You are saying a good day. You are saying that I will try. You said that I'm not promising you. And then there's somebody in the Bible who said that when they said to me, let us go, I was glad. These are people God takes special interest in. You want God to take special interest in you, but you don't show any love. You don't have love for God in your heart. You can't obey. Let's stay. Let's clean. Now, let's come and do this. There's nothing in the church that you are part of. If you love the Lord, you obey his commandment, which are not difficult things. You see, when you make the commandment look difficult, it's like you are in jail. It's like you don't need this Jesus on the cross. You didn't tell Jesus to go and die for you. You didn't need his blood. So why is he trying to make your life so difficult? You don't want that. And it's very, very funny when you're in a relationship with somebody and the person feels that you are pressuring them. In some way, it feels funny. And God sits back and he looks at us and he wonders, do these people really love me? Are they doing this thing out of love? Am I forcing them? God feels like he's forcing us to do things. Yeah, forcing you to love me. Forcing you to listen to me. Forcing you to come with me. Forcing you to feed me. Forcing you to take down your clothes. Forcing everything is like, it's a fight. You don't freely and openly and gladly do anything. That's why I bring it into marriage also, because the Bible says that Christ died for the church and he gave himself for it. So husband, love your wives like Christ. Like, so the church and marriage is the same kind of principles, where the man is the Christ and then the church is the woman. No, the commandments of God should not be difficult. And we have started a system where all the Jubilee groups, if you're on a Jubilee platform, if you're on Jubilee 1, Jubilee 2, Jubilee 3, Jubilee 4, every once a month, you are expected to come here and clean Saturday and Sunday. If you love the Lord. It's not Bishop who's saying something. If you love the Lord. Now let me see which group Alexis is part of. And when we see we are clean here, I want to come and see if she's here. I'll take a picture of her and put it on my status. Because you see, hundreds of people. And when Saturday comes, it's only one person. Yeah, Francine single-handedly sweeps this place every Saturday morning. Then there's a group that is supposed to mop and all of that. You can't find anybody. You can't find not a soul. Now you want to be blessed? You want God to favor you? If God favors us, it means that he really loves us. Because this stupidness we give to God, if he really blesses us, if he's a man, he really loves us bad, I tell you. Greater love has no man than this. And a man should lay down his life for his friends. If you love the Lord, You keep his word in your heart and you obey it. You love the Lord, you obey, you keep his commandments, which are not difficult. David, do you give less difficult commandments? Are you unreasonable to her? Do you think you're unreasonable to her? You think you're unreasonable to her?
No, Bishop.
But I'm sure she thinks that you're unreasonable to her.
Yes, Bishop.
You think so, right?
Yes, Bishop.
you're surprised that she thinks that. But the commandments are not grievous. Sweep this place every week. Now, I got them children to look after. I got them food to cook. And you do put your phone out of time. I got to sweep too. I got to sweep too. Is you there to the place? It's not grievous. It's not grievous. It's not unreasonable. If you love the Lord, it's not unreasonable at all. Last one. If you love the Lord, you will not listen to other voices. Nor will you obey anyone in place of the Lord. If you love the Lord, you will not listen to other voices. You know how many people stuck to we in our minds? Honey, how many people stuck? Well, when something happens, you know how many voices we hear? How many different voices? A lot. The lady behind you, Jamila, the number of voices, when God says something, then there's so many other voices coming to play. But if you love the Lord, you'll not listen to other voices. Because the other voices will make you do something that will bring something bad on your life. Yeah. You see, I was there, and then I just feel like the Lord telling me to have some Zoom meetings and raise some support. I didn't question it at all. I didn't say, Zoom? Zoom, really? Will it work? I just flowed with it. And we are where we are today. If you love the Lord, you'll not listen to any other voice. Most of the time, when you love the Lord, other voices come in. And he speaks to you. Where is this thing coming from where we like to say, I ain't stupid? Where did we learn that thing from? No, nobody said you are stupid. But you see, there's a voice that you heard. There's this second voice that always, you think I am stupid? All my life, I've always wondered why people will say that. Do you think I'm stupid when you didn't tell them that you are stupid? All my life. You think I don't know anything? But that's not what I said. You think I don't feel anything? Somebody else is talking to you. It's not the Lord's voice. It's not your husband, the Lord. Sarah called her husband Lord. It's not his voice. Somebody is telling you voices. Abigail will tell you, Satan, get your... Abigail is a Satan expert here, I tell you. Mercy.
Yeah. Phoebe, you remember? Yeah. Phoebe caught the anointing from you. Yeah. Abigail will talk to Satan. I mean, you are talking to Abigail and said, Satan! Yeah, because she realized that there's a voice. And the voice is contrary to what she thinks is right. So she will shout at the devil. Some people, they have Zoom meetings with the devil. And they give Satan thumbs up. Yeah. Reactions, emojis. Yeah. The voice. If you love the Lord, your eye will be single. God says this. That's what you're doing. God says that. You see, a man of God came to see me the other day. I'll close with this. And then, you know, we had a nice fellowship and all of that. Then he said, you know, Bishop Collins, I really appreciate you. No, I do you know that before I finish this story, I was talking to one of my church members, a nice guy. And, you know, trying to put some monies together for something. He told me something that I don't think I've heard anybody say it. He said, Bishop, I'm giving this amount of money and I'll top up because I like what I see. No. You see, my granddaughter, you know my granddaughter? I have a lot of grandchildren. Gabriel is my grandchild. Israel is my grandchild. And Jerusalem is my grandchild. Judah, Zion is my grandchild. I have grandchildren. Caris is also one of my grandchildren. And she came upstairs. Anytime she comes around, she wants to see Bishop. So I've told the people, please. So when she sees that she can't get through, she goes to mommy, and mommy will bring her. Caris always have time. She came upstairs to see me. I met her, gave her a big hug and a kiss. They were gaffing, and she said she had something for me. I said, wow. She opened her nice, fancy little bag. She took out Shelly biscuit. The four inside. The red one. The small one. Yeah. Original. Could you believe that I have actually not noticed Shelly biscuit? For these 19 years, I have not noticed Shelly biscuit. So right in front of her, I opened it up. And I put one in my mouth. That thing is nice. I said, ah. How come I never? I eat moo. You know the moo one? Moo. Uh-huh. That one is nice. I didn't know Shelly biscuit is so nice. Then somebody told me that even the coconut, there's a coconut one. I said, really? So I went to the supermarket. I bought a whole pack of Shelly biscuits. And I was just asking myself, see how a little 6-7-year-old girl can. You have to open up to something. So this gentleman said, I like what I see. It has settled with me. Because I remember the last time I heard from Francine that, oh, Bishop, I like other places. You don't say those things because, you see, you are part of it. It's normal to you. You don't realize what it is. But some people are part of it. They are normal. But they say it. You only say, I love you when we are kissing. If there's no kiss, there's no I love you. You have to feel some ants going to your body. Say, okay, I love you. If there are no ants, yeah, no love. No red ants, no love. He said, Bishop, I like what I'm seeing. It just stood out. I said, wow, okay. Somebody has seen what we're doing. Okay, all right, wow. I don't think I've heard that before. Because if you stay, let's put sun here. So, you beat out. You gone.
man of God came to see me, and then he was saying that, you know, Bishop, I really, you know, I appreciate you. I really cherish you. And one of the things that I really like about you, I've seen over these few years that I've come to know you, is your consistency. I said, oh, really? I think that's a compliment. He said, you're on course. You're staying at it. You're not distracted. Consistent. Oh, wow. And it's nice to hear. If you love the Lord, only one voice. Only one voice. Only one voice. Could you believe that? I think I've said it here before. The pastor who has said that I don't have a spirit. Finally, this year's conference, he sent people. Yeah, because he has seen me following one voice. And he's realized that what probably he thought about me is not what it was. Next year, I'm sure he's going to come himself. So that one voice is very important. Stay on course. If you love the Lord, Charlie, Sammy, if you love the Lord, not my voice and any other person's voice, oh, one voice. You see, I think some of you, when we do some things, you don't know where we are doing it from. We are doing it from the Bible.
Okay, stand to your feet, please. I think it's too much preaching. Let's stand. Let's stand. Put your hands together for the Lord. We're going home. What a blessing. What a blessing. In 2 weeks, we are going to have Solemn Sunday, John 3:16. Yeah. Yeah. You want to bring buses? Everybody should. Bring two, bring three. Everybody should target a bus or two or three. I'm telling you, it's going to be big. We want to fill this whole place. Amen. Yeah. I believe that God is bringing in people from all over the place. I believe it. I'm telling you. Beautiful. Close your eyes. If you are not saved, if you are not born again, if you die right now and you are not sure where you would go, I want to pray with you. There's a place everybody goes when they die. There's a place called heaven, and there's a place called hell. Depending on who you believe, you go to heaven if you believe in Jesus. You go to hell if you don't believe in Jesus. If you are here today and you know deep down in your heart that you have never asked Jesus to come into your heart, to come and take control of your life. If you've never prayed that prayer before, it means you have not accepted him yet. And he's not Lord over your life. And if he's not Lord over your life, when you die, you will not go to where he is. Bishop, I need God. I need Jesus. I need salvation. The eternal life that Jesus promises, I want it. If you're here like that, just lift up your right hand. I want to pray with you. Bishop, please pray for me. I want to give my life to Jesus Christ. If you're here like that, just your right hand up high. I want to pray for you. God bless you. Okay, there's a hand. God bless you. God bless you. I see that hand. You want to give your life to Jesus Christ? God bless you, my friend. God bless you, young man. God bless you. God bless you. Can you come to me? Let me pray for you. Come to the front. Rudy, let the person come. Come, son. Come, let me pray for you. Come, yes. Was your hand up? Come to me. I saw you. Oh, yes. Oh, clap for them. Broken hands and broken lives. Anthony, is it Anthony? Do your gift is small. As a young man coming, no clap for him. Broken lives. Take them all. If you're here in front, close your eyes. Lift up your two hands if you can and pray this prayer with me. Church, join in as we pray together. Two hands lifted up if you're here. Two hands lifted up. Say with me, Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe with my heart. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. I believe Jesus died for me. I believe God raised Jesus from the dead. I open my heart to Jesus. And I invite Jesus to come and live in my heart, to be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you, Father, for hearing my prayer and for saving my soul, giving me eternal life and writing my name in the book of life. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, I pray for these gentlemen who are here. Thank you for how you're bringing them in. Thank you for how you are generating faith in their lives. Thank you for how you are touching their hearts and helping them to surrender their lives to you. I pray that today will be the beginning of a long journey of greatness, of holiness, of righteousness, and of people who are inclined and aligned with the word of God. May they begin to see your mighty hand at work in their lives. Thank you for your preservation. That you keep them in perfect peace. And you watch over them all the days of their lives. In Jesus' name. Amen. Give the Lord a big hand clap.
For booking and more information on the ministry of Victor Collins, please call us on 592-691-5301 or email us at shepherdhousegy@gmail.com. God richly bless you.